I'm at Renfrew Hospice today, and I'm talking to Erna Heidemann, and she is 94 years old, and I must say she does not look 94. She's in great shape, and she came to the hospice, and she's from Eganville, born and raised there. She came here about 2 months ago, and she's being discharged to an assisted care facility of some sort. She's just waiting to hear. She's received wonderful care at the hospice, and this is such good news, and I just have to ask Erna how she felt when she came here and the care that she received at the hospice.
Well, when I came here, I was not in very good shape. I couldn't walk. Well, I still can't walk, but I can manage with my rollator. And they have been so wonderful to me, oh, just in every which way. I feel so much better.
Tell me a little bit about the kind of care you received that you think helped you get better.
My feet. My ankles, my sores, I had broken skin on my, and I had such sore on my ankles, all on my legs. They needed dressings all the time. And
so is that a circulation issue?
That was the problem, was the circulation.
Okay.
I have to do some exercises, and I probably don't do enough of them, but I try. Now that I can able to get up with my rollator, I use my walker, but I shuffle. I don't walk like normally.
Right.
I never, ever thought I'd do that again.
I'm also with your daughter, and her name is Shirley Rosine. Now, Shirley, can you describe your mom's condition when she was first here at the hospice?
She was sick, and she looked sick. But when I see her today, where they have her all in her pearls and her hair all done, and she's a much better color. And because she's more mobile, now she said that she shuffles with her rollator, but she doesn't go alone. She still requires someone with her. She won't go alone. The ulcers on her legs have really, really improved. That's a good thing. So now they feel she should go into a nursing care facility.
Is there a waiting list to get into the hospice? How does that whole system work?
Usually you have to have a terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the doctor felt she did have a terminal illness. Mm-hmm. And now that her health has improved, they feel she is no longer a candidate for here and should be placed in a nursing facility.
Erna, you were living at home before you went to Fairfield?
No, I was in an apartment in Eganville.
And do you remember how long you were at the assisted living facility before you came here?
In Fairfield, you mean? 4 years.
Your issues were more circulation. Did you have any other issues?
No, I don't think I had. Mm-hmm. I fell a few times. Yeah.
That would be part of the mobility problem,
yeah.
Right?
But luckily I didn't break anything.
Describe in specific terms the kinds of treatment that you received here.
Here? Well, not right away, but there is a lady comes in now, and she was here yesterday and massaged my back and creamed me all up, and sometimes they do my arms, sometimes my legs, and I don't know.
That sounds very nice, doesn't it?
It was nice, yeah. I can't say anything but the best thing from here.
For the first 6 weeks that she was here, she hadn't walked at all. So now, just in the last 2 weeks, she's starting to get mobile. That took quite an adjustment, so therefore her walks right now are short.
Okay.
Until she gets more strength.
I'm thankful for every day,
yeah.
And I will just accept it as is.
And I have to ask, do you have a good appetite?
Oh, that's my middle name.
You're going to be discharged soon. You're just waiting for a place to go, an assisted living place or a nursing home. So what are your thoughts about that?
I'm willing to accept. I don't want to stay here and take up a bed for someone who is very ill. I can't do that.
One last comment about the hospice and why people should support it.
Oh, for the very reason that it's so good and they get such good care in there. In their last moments, I'm sure. I haven't experienced that here, but I'm sure many people have.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one cousin who passed away when he was in here. It was all very peaceful for him.
Please give because of the compassionate and loving care, and I mean loving care. They really get it here. They can pass away with dignity.
Thank you so much for talking to me today,
well,
Erna.
God bless these people in here.
Thank you.